Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Kids Day Player on this early Sunday morning. Good morning to you, and good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Once again, I made it in one piece.
Nice job.
There were some questionable characters out there this morning, we might say.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. We were just talking about that and a slew of security around the Tribune Tower, which I do appreciate.
Which has been the case in recent weeks, actually.
Yes, it has been. It has been. How you doing? Everything good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And certainly great weather this weekend. Looking forward to a great day today.
You're going to be Cubs gaming, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Fabulous.
Yes,
fabulous.
I am.
How fun is that going to be? I was telling Roger earlier, it's going to be like for the next couple of weeks in regular season here. You go to a Cubs game in Chicago, it's just a celebration every
day,
right?
Is. It is. And just simply enjoy it.
Yeah.
First of all, this is the first time that I think they've clinched this early.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is the middle of the month. I looked at the standings yesterday, and they were the only team to have done so. So, you know, they've got the best record in baseball. So
it is,
you know,
the earliest since 84, and we're going to actually talk a little bit about that today. We've got a clip about the 1984, the NL East title.
Boy, so that was a great time, too.
It was a great time, so we will talk about that as well. Well, here, let me get started here. 1590, Dave, Pope Urban VII died 13 days after being chosen as the Pope, making his reign the shortest papacy in history. So that was in 1590, and I was looking at this. There was 9 other popes that reigned for less than a month, because in that time
and
they were killed.
One of them was in our lifetime.
That's number 11, John Paul I, August 26th to September 28, 1978, reigned for 33 calendar days. Remember how shocking that was?
Well, yeah. You know, Pope Paul, who had been in for many years, Pope Paul VI,
right,
had passed away, natural causes, as an older person. And, yes, John Paul I taking over from there. They called him the Smiling Pope.
Yeah.
You know, Pope Francis, of course, you know, smiles all the time.
Yeah.
He looks so happy.
Yeah.
But John Paul I just had this beaming, ear-to-ear grin. And, yeah, that was very,
days.
Very sudden.
Yeah, but we got John Paul II.
John Paul II, yeah. And of course, his extraordinary papacy kind of overshadowed everything else
kind
of went before it.
It really did, absolutely. 1789, the U.S. Office of Postmaster General was created under the Treasury Department. Now, I'm just looking at the numbers here. The second quarter, which is the only thing that we have for notes here for a loss, the U.S. Postal Service lost $2 billion in net income. In this year so far.
This year?
No, just the quarter. No, excuse me. Just the quarter. In 2015.
Do they have creditors going after them?
Yeah, I don't understand this. How does any business operate? If this was
it's
regular
a
U.S.
agency.
Business, it
it's
would
a
shut
government
down.
Agency.
2015, you know what the loss was for the post office?
No, I don't.
$5.1
billion.
Crazy.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
How do you stay afloat?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the purpose? FedEx, on the other hand, almost made $1 billion, $753 million.
Okay, there's your answer.
There's your answer.
Why
right there.
Things are the way they are.
I guess there's a
and the fact that, you know, mailing bills, mailing a letter, nobody does that anymore.
There's a couple bills.
Old-fashioned like me.
Yeah, there's a couple I still send
yeah,
out.
Me too.
You know,
me
if
too.
I, or if I get a ticket or something, you know, you got to send it. You got to send it in the mail. But yeah, that's, you know, that's when I put stamps on something. You're totally. Totally
yeah.
Right.
There's one or two bills that I have where it actually would take, just because the bank isn't set up for it, you know, electronically, would take longer for the bill to clear electronically than it would if, you know, it was delivered within 1 or 2 days.
Sure.
So I just send it.
Sure. September 22nd, 1862, Lincoln's Emancipation is published in Northern newspapers.
Yeah, and it would take effect January 1st of 1863. That was That was an executive order.
Yeah,
the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, to free to suitable persons among those freed could be enrolled into the paid service of the United States forces and order the Union Army to recognize and maintain the freedom of the ex-slaves. Yeah, it was an amazing day in American history.
Right, and really world history when you think of it, that a government was abolishing something that was commonplace around the world.
1916, first Native American Day celebrated, honoring American Indians. 1926, Henry Ford announces an 8-hour, 5-day work week, which was a novel idea back then.
Yeah.
I mean, we take advantage of, I don't work a 5-day, 8-hour work day. Joey's laughing
business.
In there. No, but I mean, in my own business, I mean, I'm probably working 10, 11 hours a day, at least 12, five days a week.
You have your own business, of course.
And then, but I do show prep during the week. I don't just walk in here at 5 to 2 and put on a show like other people. But it's totally true that I do. No, I do some show prep before that during the week, and I'm pretty, I have a
you
stack when I come
I
in
see
here.
You here during the week on a regular basis.
Absolutely. It's a good place to do that stuff and get away and focus and do all that stuff. So I'm a 6-day week, and 10, 11 hour a day. But I find I'm always home for dinner and at all my kids' sporting events and all that other good stuff. And it's just that when they go to bed, I work again. You know, that's just what happens. 1926, also the year that the NHL granted franchises to the Chicago Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings, thus launching the two teams, two of the original six. And by the way, Blackhawks training camp is this coming Saturday.
Won't be long.
Pretty excited. It's this Saturday already.
Well, right, but I mean the regular season now.
Yeah, it's the following week, I think, already, right?
Well, the regular season?
No, I'm sorry, the preseason.
Yes, yeah, preseason, right.
Which I'm going to the Blackhawks training camp. Joey's going to be there. We're going to hang out. Here's the weird thing, though. Training camp's been at night, traditionally. There was only one year they did it in the morning, and really you have to be lining up at 8 o'clock in the morning because it is Saturday morning this year, so it might be just a conflict with schedules at the United Center.
Mm-hmm.
But what is odd is that at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning when those doors open, people are grabbing beers and beef sandwiches like it's 7:30 at night.
How it should be.
It's very bizarre to me. Like, that's breakfast. Like, you can go
that
get
does
like
does not surprise me, Dave.
Yeah, and they got, they got a carvery with ham sandwiches and stuff. So I try to get a little closer to breakfast when I'm there. But I can't have a beer at least until, 10:15, Joey?
I was going to say 8.
Yeah. 8. Nice. 1932, baseball World Series opens with the Chicago Cubs versus the New York Yankees. And, of course, we lost that, if you didn't know that, Dave.
Babe Ruth's called shot, too.
In 1939, that was it. White Sox hosted their first day-night doubleheader. They lost to Cleveland 5-2 and 7-5 in 1939. 1948, Milton Berle starts his TV career on Texaco Star Theater. It was actually a variety show on radio from 38 to 49, not always with Milton, but the Texaco Star Theater was on from 48 to 56. It was the first successful example of American television broadcasting, which also gave him the name Mr. Television. Let's take a listen.
Oh, we're the men of Texaco. We work from Maine to Mexico. There's nothing like this Texaco of ours. Our show tonight is powerful. We'll wow you with an hour full of howls from a shower full of stars. We're the merry Texaco men. Tonight we may be showmen. Tomorrow we'll be servicing your cars. I wipe the pipe, I pump the gas, I rub the hub, I scrub the glass. I touch the clutch, I mop the top, I poke the choke, I sell the pop. I clear the gear, I block the knock.
Did he pop the choke? What did he do? But you know what? I'll tell you, this is when all these shows were sponsored, and this was the biggest show on television. You want to talk about groundbreaking and what variety television was? He was Mr. Television, and this is a true story. When there was a commercial break, they tracked this. The New York City water levels would fall below minimum levels because everyone had to use the bathroom
at the same time. Bathroom, right?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Same thing happened when the episode of Lucy.
Yeah.
When she had little Ricky.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's Milton Berle. Oh, was that it? Was that the end of our clip? Okay, all right.
My name is Burl, Milton Burl, star of stage, screen, and television.
Let's listen to a little bit of Milton Burl talking about the Texaco Star Theater and his career.
One week, the Ringling Show came into town. I said, let's get the headliners.
Oh, the circus, yeah.
Yeah, the circus. Ringling.
Talking to Tom Snyder.
And they had an act there called Pallenberg's Bears. The bears walked around and they stood on top of each other, you know.
Yeah.
They did that.
Yeah. It was a bear, an animal act.
The bear act, an animal act. Opened the show. Ladies and gentlemen, after I did my opening line, good evening, folks. Is this a jury or an audience? I don't know what I said. A one-liner. I'll tell you what happened. I was walking down the street. Don't laugh, lady, like yourself, my mother.
Yeah.
You may have children of your own. I don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, here they are from the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Show. Pallenberg's Bears. Music. Yum. Dum, 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 dum. You know, the hurry up.
Yeah.
And they all come out. But a mistake was made. The trainer of the bears, who was with him a long time, was a little tipsy and a little drunk and also forgot to take the bears out before the show to do their duty.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, all that live television going on back then, obviously. Obviously, that happened with...
Would you say this was on with Tom Snyder?
Tom Snyder.
I loved that show.
I did, too.
I thought he was terrific.
He was a great interviewer.
He sure was.
On the original today, and then when Letterman brought him back and did the show after his, I absolutely enjoyed him, too.
Absolutely.
Great interviewer. Absolutely.
Yep.
Let's see here. My Friend Irma, first of 12 firms, starring Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, premiered in 49. 56, RCA Records reports that Elvis Presley sold over 10 million records. His three biggest hits ever came from 1956, and that was Hound Dog, Love Me Tender, and Don't Be Cruel.
Hound Dog was 60 years old this past month.
Yep. 1957, Maverick premieres. 1957, ran till 62, starred James Garner, and later joined by one of the James Bond, Roger Moore. He was Cousin Beau Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that, all right. 59.
That one and Wild Wild West were two good shows.
Classics.
Yeah.
59, Chicago White Sox clinched the AL pennant, American League pennant. 1960, the first of four TV debates between Nixon and Kennedy. Very topical, obviously, during this election season. It was held in Chicago and was the WBBM Studios on McClure Court, which I did have an opportunity before they tore it down to tour that. The Museum of Broadcast Communications designated a national landmark. There was a plaque on there. And, of course, it didn't go very well for President Nixon. He didn't want to have any makeup man do his makeup. And he looked really rugged, drunk on the air. He just didn't look good. And Kennedy was...
He was nervous. And also, I understand that when he was getting out of the car to go into CBS for the debates, he hit his knee, banged his knee, you know, just right on what you might call the crazy bone. Anybody that, you know, we've all hit our knees and it hurt. So he was dealing with that as
as
the stress of the debate. But,
and, of course, the one of the cameras from the Kennedy-Nixon debate are at the Broadcast Museum. It's pretty cool to see that.
And there was a gentleman named Don Hewitt, who was a director or producer that evening here, who went on to create CBS, 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes, absolutely. That's right. 1961, Ernie Banks ends his 717 consecutive games played streak. Believe that? Took a day off. Let's see here.
Took a day off. Not Ernie.
No, not Ernie. 62, ABC's first color TV series, Jetsons. The Jetsons, American animated sitcom, premiered. Now, it was part of a weekday weekend morning programming block called The Fantastic World of Hanna-Barbera. New episodes were produced in 84 and 80, through 87 as well, but it was the space age counterpart to the Flintstones.
I remember both when they were on. Flintstones being on primetime TV.
It was like
on Friday
Simpsons.
Night.
It was like the Simpsons
it
of its time.
It was like the Simpsons of its time, exactly.
Based on the Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand Jackie Gleason wasn't pleased about it, but...
No, he would... In today's day and age, that would be a lawsuit.
Yeah, right.
It really would.
But I guess they had... You know, the way Hanna-Barbera... did certain things. No names were used, you know.
Yeah,
there was no Ralph or Norton.
Right.
But it was obvious that it was Ralph and Norton, Fred
absolutely.
And Barney.
Absolutely. 64, as we're getting to the Halloween season, the Munsters premiered on TV. only for two seasons and 70 episodes. You think about that. They only do like 22 episodes a season, sometimes 13, sometimes 10. 30 episodes, 35 episodes a season.
Hey,
2 years.
Worked back then.
They did work back then.
And you may know this, but Fred Gwynne, who yes. played Herman Munster, was the judge in My Cousin Vinny.
Yes, he was. And he was also in Car 54, Where Are
Car
You?
Car 54, Where Are
with,
You?
With the guy, Al Lewis, who played Grandpa. Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, he was in there, too. Yeah, you betcha. Let's see here. 68, first broadcast of Hawaii Five-0. 77, first broadcast of The Love Boat. 1984, the Cubs clinched the National League East title. Let's take a listen.
One ball, two strikes, a pitch.
Harry Carey, of course.
Hey, Cubs win the division! Cubs win the division! Cubs win the division! Fitzgerald is out on strike. Look at that scene on the field. And underneath all that humanity is Mitch Williams. Look, you talk about a mass of happy humanity. Paul Kilgus, Mitch Williams.
I remember that like it was yesterday,
oh,
Dave.
Fitzgerald, that was so
out.
Much fun.
It was a little different this time.
Well, right.
Yeah, because, you know.
Because they won by the Cardinals losing.
Yeah, I was in Denver.
You were in Denver?
Most of the week. I was telling Roger this in the beginning of the show that I was there. Could not find it on any television screen. We finally made it into a bar that we thought we would that would have a little bit better of a sports package on their TVs.
And they didn't.
Well, they did.
Or they did,
well,
but they weren't showing the Cubs.
No, they weren't. And it was just the MLB Network showed the last. It was two outs already in the ninth and when they showed the end of the game. So I got to catch that. But then, you know, I got so many texts that said, yeah, well, you know, there's always tomorrow's game. It'll happen tomorrow. And I remember texting Joey and I said, you know, help me out with this. Don't if the Cardinals lose tonight, we're in. And he said, yeah, that's absolutely correct. I think a lot of people missed that. A lot of people went home, got drunk or went to bed or whatever without realizing it, that that's what happened. But what an exciting and for Chicago, it's funny. We know that they're going to make it through the playoffs and go pretty far. I mean, I think we all have the confidence in the world that we're going to go all the way. And so
tread lightly here.
Yeah. So here we are clinching the title. And it almost seems like it's just the first of many. You know, you're hoping anyway, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're hoping, but yeah. I've seen a number of stories saying that there, you know, the work is really going to begin now.
Yeah. Exactly
unfortunately,
right.
It exactly was right. Things did not go their way yesterday.
No.
I saw the middle innings of that game, and I had no idea that, you know, who knew that the final score would be 11-3.
Well, I'll tell you there today, Dave. It'll be a lot of luck.
You think so?
Bringing them, I do think so. I think it's going to be a great game today.
If nothing else, it's going to be a beautiful afternoon weather-wise.
Get a smoky link from one of the Vienna carts. Don't go to the stands. Go to one of the carts.
Okay.
Get a Vienna smoky link in an old style. You can get that right next door to that.
Okay.
All right. There you go, buddy.
Thanks, man.
And then 1998, Google is launched. Changed the world. 1998.
To say the least.
All right. Walter Jacobson coming up next. 720 WGN. All right, before we go, my daughter's birthday is this Wednesday.
Happy birthday,
Emma.
She's a doll.
She's a sweetheart.
She is.
It's the big 1-1 for her, so
she's really
excited.
11 already?
She's 11 already. Yeah, big.
Preteen, Dave.
Mm-hmm, a little family, extended family and friend dinner tomorrow, a little something for her on her birthday, and then a bunch of screaming girls for a sleepover next weekend, Dave. So we'll see how I am Saturday.
Oh,
next Saturday.
Dad. Calm down up there. I'm trying to
get
some sleep.
Pretty much. Special day. All right. Have a great day, Dave.
You too.
Oh, look
Thank
at you.
You.
A little birthday thing from Joey. I love
That's
that.
That's great.
Charlie Potter can wait a second. All right. All right. Thanks, buddy. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGN.radio.com. It is 5:01 here are the top stories with Mr. Dave Schwann.